1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Good morning. It is 5:15. Now let's see what's happening with our sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. NBA playoffs. Russell Westbrook led the way with 29 as the Thunder held off the Mavericks 102-99. It was game two of their West quarterfinal. Thunder forward Kevin Durant says they did just enough defensively to pick up the W.
I think we did a great job of helping each other out. They got great scores over there, but I think we did, play well in the defensive end to finish the game off, and we got stops when we needed them.
And Durant finished with 26 and 10 rebounds to help Oklahoma City take a 2-0 lead in the best of seven series. That series now shifts to Dallas for Game 3 on Thursday. Two other games in the playoffs yesterday. Miami over New York to go up 2-0 in that one. Indiana beat Orlando to tie that series at 1-1. And on the ice last night, Washington skated past New York at Madison Square Garden 3-2. The final score tied that series at 1-1. L.A. defeated St. Louis. The Kings hold a 2-0 edge in that series. Celtics guard Rajon Rondo will not play in Game 2 of Boston's opening round series with the Hawks tonight. There's a big surprise. Rondo was hit with a one-game suspension for bumping a referee with 41 seconds left in Game 1 on Sunday. So a moment, it's kind of like that moment on the hip, lips forever on the hips. Well, he's sitting out tonight's game because he couldn't keep his temper in check. The Oregon baseball team is ranked number 10 and holds the number one spot in the Pac-12, half a game up on Arizona. Now, they square off with the Wildcats later this week in a series that easily could decide the conference crown, but tonight it's Oregon and Gonzaga. The Ducks are 30-13 overall. The Zags are 23-15. Gonzaga is hitting .301 as a team and has a team ERA of .275, while the Ducks at .264 with a .295 team ERA. Should be a good game. And Lopez LeMong is the U.S. champion at 1,500 meters. But is trying out the 5,000 meters. Now, he has a ways to go. See, with two laps to go, LeMong accelerated, broke away from the pack of runners, easily outpaced them, and crossed what he thought was the start-finish line, but there was still one lap to go. He slowed down, celebrating what he thought was a victory. Crowd and track officials went, "Wait, it's not over, it's not over." And he went, "Oh, okay," and he ran one more lap, still won the race with an Olympic standard qualifying time. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
I'm sure glad that had a happy ending. That would have been awful.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.